Regarding Elder Haskell's being chosen for president. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, 1908. I awoke this morning at 12 o'clock. For some time I had been wearied. I thought I had worked too much in writing and I needed rest, but I find it my work to prepare matter needed to be distinctly expressed. There are questions to be decided. Is it advisable to encourage Elder Haskell to come in as president of the conference another year? And will he have those to sustain him who are understandingly acquainted with the situation, which has been a trying one for the last 2 years, especially in San Francisco and Oakland, embracing the churches in these cities? If he can, with proper help, try lifting the burden, with careful men to help him, let him try. Both himself and wife are, with proper help, able to do this. There has been a peculiar representation, in the places mentioned especially, and from the peculiar representation, in strange ways, light was given me that Elder Haskell could carry the matters better than some others that might be chosen, and this peculiar state of things would have to be decidedly changed. The work has been carried for some length of time by a man, a human, ruling power that has not been planned or ordained by the Lord, and God has not been glorified. The features of this strange work have not been ordained of God. It has lasted years and has greatly marred the work of God as more human than divine. Those who planned the work did not see nor understand that they had placed the human where the divine should be. I was instructed that Elder Haskell, with his large experience in the work and with loyal help furnished to stand by him, could, trusting in the Lord, change this order of things, because he has had an experience and perfect confidence in the testimonies the Lord has given. If he would accept the situation, we would help him all we possibly could. But the light given me was that a decided change must be made. This had better be tried. We have had a very trying experience to undo the work that has been done so long in placing man, through a perversion of understanding, where God should be. The trial has been made, and a reform has changed the past order of things. But it has been for me a severe experience. It has nearly cost me my life to make the will of God clear.